Did you know diabetes can also cause problems in your mouth? I bet you didn't. People with diabetes have a higher chance of having periodontal or gum disease, which is an infection of the gum and bone that hold the teeth in place. Periodontal disease can also lead to pain, persistent bad breath, chewing difficulties, and even tooth loss. So for more, let's bring in our good friend, Dr. Michael Hall, who's a cosmetic dentist from A New Smile, Changing Smiles, Changing Lives. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening, Russ.
Now, tell us about the impact of diabetes on teeth.
Well, diabetes is just such a multifaceted sort of disease. So it affects so many different things in the body. Mm-hmm. So in the mouth, we see increased risk of things like tooth decay. We've got periodontal disease, as you mentioned at the start there, but it also accelerates the rate at which that gum disease progresses. We've got changes in saliva, so we reduce our body's ability to protect ourselves, so dry mouth or being able to prevent against decay. Mm-hmm. You can get painful ulcers that occur, and then you get these shifts with all of that that's happening. You get this big shift in the microbiome towards more pathogenic bacterial species, and so when the damage begins, it tends to progress really quite quickly. And we've already got a compromised defense system.
Okay, so you've said it does all of these things, but how does diabetes actually do these things specifically?
Well, yeah, so as if we start with, say, for example, saliva. Saliva's got a very protective quality to it. Not only is it sort of moisturizing the mouth, but it's also got a number of components that help kill bacteria, that help reverse or remineralize teeth, so sort of prevent against that or restore against some decay. All of that starts disappearing around there. So as our saliva flow drops, we get that all the lack of protection around there. We're also going to see more of the acids not being able to be buffered, so you get more decay happening more rapidly around there as well. And we tend to get increased glucose in that saliva too. So we're essentially giving everything that the bacteria really wants to get a head start in there, and taking away things like reducing the blood supply to the gums. So if something starts up, or in the case of the immune system, when that gets weakened, our body is not really going to mount such a good response to that as well.
And the thing is, as you alluded to, bacteria love sugar. So you're going to get more pathogenic bacteria in the mouth when there's a whole lot of sugar around. And I think, Michael, you made a really important point that I don't want to gloss over, not that you did, but I just don't want to gloss over this this vital point that diabetics get often microvascular disease all throughout the body, including in the gums and in the jaw.
Yes, I mean, we see it throughout feet, hands, throughout the body in general, as well as eyes, all over the place. But yeah, gums are one of those things that maybe people don't think so much along that vascular line, but it definitely has a huge impact.
And you mentioned ulcers, that diabetics get more ulcers in their mouth.
Yeah, so you once again lose that protective or the moisturising quality of the saliva, so it's not as it really is a fantastic defence mechanism that we've got in our mouths, and we're losing a lot of that.
So is there a difference in the oral impact between type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes?
Really, they both have pretty good potential for causing some issues. I think probably the big thing that we see is that with type 1, you're generally going to find that being picked up at a much younger population around this sort of being... Well, there's a lot of technological improvements, so in terms of compliance and monitoring and insulin.
Insulin therapy, sure.
Therapies, thank you, yes. That tends to reduce the compliance issues, which can be a bit of an issue in the past. But if something happens at a younger age, we've then got a lot of a much longer time for things to progress over. You get two sets of teeth, or you get the baby teeth, and then you've got your adult teeth. If that's starting at a younger age, we're going to see that continue and get worse as time goes by. When we go to, say, type 2, it's more diagnosed in adulthood, but you've got comorbidities like obesity and hypertension that come along and complicate a few things, and then diet tends to be a really big factor in that. So once again, we're heading back towards giving that bacteria what they want at the same time as adding all these extra systemic factors into it.
So apart from working clearly with the doctors who are looking after your patients, is there anything else that specifically dentists do for diabetics?
Yeah, as you said, with the treating physician, that is super critical. But also from our side of things, it's about educating patients on sort of the implications and the challenges that are going to be critical as part of that treatment. Because when we, at Dental Boutique and in your smile, when we're talking to someone, people are coming to us and say if they're uncomfortable, they've got infections, they're missing teeth or decay, those kind of things. And we want to give them all the options, the pros and cons, different treatment presentations around there as well for them so that they can really pick what's good for them. When you've got something like diabetes, particularly if it's uncontrolled around there as well, it really starts reducing the options that are available to people. So you're almost, you're trying to give people control over their health, but this is now taking that control away and making it it really difficult for them to make the optimum kind of decision. When we're talking about sort of managing it from a purely dental side of things, I mean, we're looking at a little bit like a campfire. If we've got fuel and oxygen and heat, we know that we're going to have a campfire, and we need to be able to, as practitioners and patients that are doing it, talk about what's fueling that fire. Otherwise, if we don't deal with it, it's going to build and spread. So maintaining optimal health is about sort of stabilizing it. We're going to monitor it, be proactive. So we might recommend sort of more frequent cleans, so every 3 to 6 months, or if things have gotten worse, deep cleans. If periodontal disease has progressed, there are lots of products out there that can help remineralize the teeth, both with calcium and fluoride. They're very, very important. So just toothpaste and other products out there. Yeah, education, brushing, flossing, monitoring, checking for dry mouth, early signs of gum disease, that's really, really, really critical with these sorts of things. And managing any sorts of infections that are around, because that say if decay does progress or you get gum infections or a tooth infection around there, that's going to be a much higher risk situation when your body's already compromised from the immunological side of things.
It's great information, Michael, and it's always terrific to have you on Healthy Living. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ross.
There he goes, Dr. Michael Hall from a New Smile Dental Impact Clinic, with over thousands of successful full-mouth dental implants completed in as little as 3 days. You can achieve a functional and natural smile that's perfect for you. Dr. Michael Hall from a New Smile Dental Implant Clinic.